Test 78, Section 3, Question 4. And this says, the claim that more steel was purchased when it could be manufactured more cheaply plays which one of the following roles? So that more steel was made when you could do it more cheaply plays what role? So what's the role? It says, according to economists, people's tendency to purchase a given commodity is inversely proportional to its price. So tendency to purchase is inversely proportional to its price. So that basically means that when the price is high, you're not going to buy it, and when the low it's low, you're going to buy it. When new technologies produced cheaper steel, more steel was produced. So new technologies made cheaper steel, more was purchased. So, or not more produced, more purchased. So when steel was cheap, more people bought it. And so that's what we're looking for. So the claim that more steel was purchased when it could be manufactured more cheaply. So it seems like it's basically an example of the principle that they stated above. Nevertheless, once machine produced lace became available at much lower prices than the handcrafted variety. Lace no longer served to advertise the wearer's wealth, and the lace market collapsed. So basically, the lace market collapsed. Obviously, then, there are exceptions to the economist's general rule. So it's saying, but that doesn't always work. And so this is kind of weird because they give a general principle, and then they give an example that does work. Then they give a counterexample, and then their final conclusion is, so it's not always true. So it's sort of like something that supports a principle that the overall argument shows isn't always true. So A, it is described as inadequate evidence for the falsity of the argument's conclusion. And I had trouble figuring out what that meant, but that didn't sound like what I said. It is described as an exception to the generalization. No, it's the example of the generalization. It is used to illustrate the generalization that, according to the argument, does not hold in all cases. Well, that sounds really good. It's an illustration of the principle or the generalization that the argument ends up saying isn't always the case. So I like C quite a bit. It is the evidence that, according to the argument, led economists to embrace a false hypothesis. We don't know that that's what led them to it, and we don't know that it's a false hypothesis. It's just a hypothesis that doesn't always work, or a generalization. And then E, it is cited as one of several reasons for modifying a general assumption. No, it's the thing that supports or shows why the generalization works in some cases. And so, therefore, answer choice C is definitely going to be our best one.